Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, and welcome to Pure Inspiration Talks. And it's been a while since I've been on here. I've had so much technical issues, and then there's been like I haven't been able to log on because of technical issues, and then it was a week whereby I wasn't able to come online because I was up north and the connection was really bad as well. So thank you for those of you who have bared with me. Some of you might have seen me on Periscope, which is fantastic. It's another good platform to share my Pure Inspiration Talks. So for those of you who haven't joined me before, welcome and thanks for joining me on Pure Inspiration Talk. We are also going to be, well, I am, not you, I'm also going to be on Periscope as well. I'm just starting to connect with Periscope right now. So I hope that your day has been good. I hope that you have been focused and that your day has being productive, because I know that some days we can, you know, lose sight of what it is that we're doing and where we're going. And I think it's important that, like my subject says, stay on track. I think it's important that we actually do that. So I hope that today has been one of those days that you have been able to stay on track. I know that life can be challenging and difficult, and I've just wanted to just bring you a couple of pointers today that I think will help you to stay on track. So for me, I know that it's been difficult and I know it's been challenging throughout my life. There's been, you know, those times when things have been fantastic and there's other times when things haven't been too fantastic. And by me learning lessons along the way, I've been able to now stay more on track now than what I ever have. I haven't allowed life to just take me away. So we're going to go on to Periscope now and share with them what I'm actually sharing with you. So hi Periscope people, hi guys, hi. I wait for some people to come on there. In the meantime, for those of you on Blog Talk Radio, yes, it's been difficult and it's been challenging, but however, hi Karen, thanks for joining. You're the first person on. I'm on Blog Talk Radio as well. So I thought that obviously I will come onto Periscope and I'll wait until a couple of people actually come on. Today's topic is stay on track. And I know that so many of us, including myself, have found it difficult and challenging. Hi, welcome. If you can just say what your name is, that'll be good because then I can address you. So I know Karen's online. I don't know who this other... Hi, guys. Thanks for coming in. Today's topic is stay on track. And I know that so many of us... Hi, KRC561. I know that so many of us can be derailed because of how life and circumstances hit us. And for me, it has been difficult and challenging over the last couple of months. I've had a friend that's... Hi, Sunshine Louise. Thanks for joining. I know it's difficult and challenging for so many of us. I've had a friend that's passed away, and then I've just had other issues that have been going on, and just finding it difficult and challenging. And I literally said to myself last week, I have to get back on track. I have to stay on track because I've got things to do. I've set aside things that, you know, I know needs to be done, but ultimately I have to stay on track. And sometimes what happens is that because life happens, we all face challenges. We all know that there's things that we should be doing, can be doing, but because of challenges we face, we typically get derailed. And when I was thinking about how my life over the last few weeks have just kind of spiraled, so many challenges have actually happened. And, you know, I don't mind sharing and I don't mind saying to people that, yeah, I felt totally derailed. But my mind was saying, Debbie, you need to stay on track. You need to stay on track. There's things that you need to do and you need to get it done. Tell me about it. You need to get it done and you need to get it done now. And so what typically happens to us is that when circumstances, when challenges come our way, we tend to go along with that challenge, with that difficult time. And normally that's caught up in our emotions. Our emotions has taken us on a journey. And sometimes we actually, you know, when you're on a train, and I don't know if they do this now, to be quite honest, but I remember when they used to switch the tracks, and you're on like your journey and you're going straight down, and the next minute you're no longer against that railing along that wall. You're like switched over. I don't know if any of you've experienced that. And I don't actually remember experiencing that anymore, but I know that there's been a time when you've been going in one direction and the rail has been switched and you are now going in a different direction. And sometimes that's what's happening in our lives. When challenges come our way, we actually go off track. And then there's other times when we totally come off, totally derailed, totally not even on the track. And I know for quite a few people who I've spoken to of late, that I'm not the only one. And so that's the reason why I'm sharing this topic with you, is because I know I'm not the only one. I know that there's other people who have lost focus, been derailed, or just gone onto another track. Evening, hi. Thanks for joining. We've gone onto another track. And so I just wanted to encourage you, really encourage you, as I encourage myself, to stay on track. Stay on track. And the reason why I'm saying to stay on track, that's really sad to hear. Do you know what? I don't actually know your name. And I can identify with that. I wouldn't say I've been depressed lately, but I have, like I said, okay, do you know, we will actually talk about that after Harris. We will actually talk about that shortly. Sorry, somebody is actually calling me and I can't actually get it off of my phone. So, yeah, we will actually have discussions afterwards, because this is going to be very quickly, Harris. I just want to stay focused. I want to stay focused and stay on track with what I'm actually going to talk about. So some of us is derailed and some of us is just on another track. And what I want to say is that because people are reliant on us, there's people in our lives, there's people in our circle, you might not even believe it, but there's people on social media. If you're the type to go onto social media and help and to encourage people on social media, you will actually find that these people have become reliant on you. And so it is important for us to stay on track, not just for ourselves, but for those that are around us. And you know what? If your reasons for staying on track are bigger than the issue and the circumstance and the situation you're going through, you definitely will desire and be determined to get back on track. So, as you know, my dear friend Karen Allen, she's the Aquiline Queen, and I am the Princess. And so with true fashion, I've got an Aquiline. And the reason why I've done the Aquiline on the word stay is because it's the sticking power. It's the staying power. It is that is going to give you the ability to move on. And so with the letter S, I've actually put strong. And the reason why I've put the word strong is because I know that you, as well as me, are stronger than what we actually think. We are a whole lot stronger than what we actually think. Our challenges and our circumstances will come. And as I was sharing with someone today, it is your thoughts. It is the thoughts of the challenge. It is the thoughts of the situation. It is the thought that goes through your mind that causes you to feel the way that you do and ultimately act the way that you do. So today I was explaining to somebody, they was very low, they was quite depressed, and I was asking them, what is it that is making them depressed? They wasn't able really to articulate what it was. So I kind of started to, you know, decipher and go through a number of different things until we pinpointed exactly what the two areas was. And they basically started to cry. And I was asking them, what are they currently feeling? What is it that they're feeling right now that is causing them to cry? And again, they wasn't able to articulate that not being in control. They wasn't able to articulate what they was actually feeling because their emotions was just running away with them. So there was a lot of things that was going through their mind. And again, I narrowed it down. And the reason why I'm sharing that with you is because if you do not allow your emotions to run away with you, you'll realize how strong you actually are. When situations and circumstances come your way and you actually start to put things into perspective, you won't then get emotionally entangled with what is going on. So it's the way that you think that causes the emotion. So what I did with this particular individual, I changed the conversation and I took them to a different place. I took them to a happy place. I actually said to them, how about you go into Florida? How about you go into Disney World? How about you thinking about what it would be like being in Disney World, being in Universal Studios? And I said, how does that make you feel? And they was just like, well, yeah, I can imagine going there. I've never been before, but I can imagine going there. And they started to smile. And I said to them, the feeling that you feel now, what we've actually done, we've stopped the negative feelings. We've stopped the feeling of, I wouldn't say, so much say depression, but the pain that they were feeling, the hurt that they were feeling at that time. We stopped it and interjected it with a positive feeling, a positive thought. And out of that positive thought came a smile. And so I'm sharing that with you because you are stronger than what you actually think. And staying on track, when you stay on track, you have to get to a place where you start to understand and believe within yourself that you are strong. That is one of the areas whereby you will look at that. If you keep on saying to yourself, and this is what I said to the person, if you keep on saying to yourself that I'm strong and I can overcome this and I will get through this, you actually, what you actually say. And the feelings of despair and the feelings of depression and the feelings of guilt and the feelings of shame start to diminish. I need some advice. We will talk, Harris, definitely. And I will give you my contact details. So the reason why I'm saying strong is because I realized that in me being derailed and me coming off track, that I had the ability and the strength to get back on track. And so do you. You're stronger than what you actually think. The next letter is T. And I actually said a little bit of it in the first part. And I said talk. And the reason why I've said talk is because I want you to learn how to talk to yourself. I want you to start to talk positively to yourself daily, every single day, several times a day. You know when they say, when you talk to yourself, it's the first sign of madness. No, it's not the first sign of madness at all. It is. And the thing is, when people say that, I think to myself, the reason why you're probably telling people not to talk to yourself is because it's something positive. It's actually something positive. It's something that will actually help you in the long run when you have that positive self-talk, because all of us have that negative chitter-chatter that goes on in our head. So in order to combat the negative chitter-chatter, you need to do some positive talking. So in order for you to stay on track, you need to be telling yourself, I need to get back on track. I can do this. I can make this. I've got what it takes. You have to be doing that, and you have to be doing that every single day, several times a day. You know why? Because you might be the type where you have that negative talk that goes on 24/7. Like, I went to a support group yesterday. Somebody who's coming along on a book tour, he's just written a book, and he was somebody that was into drug abuse. So he was on drugs for many years, and now he's come through that. He's written a book, so I wanted to go down there to support him at his group yesterday. And there was a guy there who is got drinking issues, and it's causing issues within his relationship. And so what the coach was actually saying was that you need to just quit. You need to just quit drinking. And he said to us, which was phenomenal, he said to us, Do you know what just came to my mind? I've got my dad's party next week. I can't quit now because all my family and my friends are going to be there and we're going to have a right old knees up. So I can't stop now. And that's the kind of talk that we will get in our head. And you might not think that that's a negative talk, but it is for him because he needs to kick a habit that is causing destruction in his family and in his life. And there comes that talk. If you quit now, what is going to happen at this birthday party? You're not going to be able to drink. Everybody's going to think you're weird. What is going on? And this is something that we have to experience, or something that we experience, not have to. This is something we experience every single day. And if you've listened to me before, I will encourage you to replace your negative chitter chatter with positive talk, your own positive talk. And so I think it's important for you to know exactly what it is that you are doing, because if you know what you are doing, then you'll be able to be productive. You'll be able to think more positively. So the second word in the stay on track is talk. The third word is alignment. And for those of you who know, I am so in tune with aligning ourselves, getting ourselves into a position and into a place. And just like what I was saying in terms of the track, you can go off track and you can be derailed. And when you align yourself back with your purpose, you align yourself back with your calling, I would say, and really focus. So some of you might be listening and you may be going through a really difficult, depressing, challenging time at the moment and totally feel derailed. I just want to encourage you, whether you have been at home and not gone to work, whether you have, you know, not been focusing on the things that you need to be focusing, like myself, you need to be able to align yourself. And in order to align yourself, you just have to sit down. You just have to sit down and reset. Press the reset button. Start to think about what it is that you need to be doing. Sorry, too many of us are. Yes, most definitely Harris. So you just have to sit down and listen to yourself and know the things that you need to do in order to align yourself. I see that someone that I'm coaching there can carry their own emotions. Yeah, most definitely, Karen, definitely. If it is important to you enough, you will sit down and you'll write down the things that are important to you so you can align yourself back with your purpose, back with your vision, back with your dreams. And it's not rocket science. It's not difficult. It is simple. So if you've had goals that you've set this year and you found that you have derailed, you've moved away from those goals, all you need to do is to sit down and refocus again and write back down those goals, or go over the goals that you've actually got. And if you have, you know, not done anything for the last 2 months, 3 months, last week or whatever it might be, endeavor to get back on track. Endeavor to write a new plan, a new target. And remember, I say make these smart goals. So don't set things that are so challenging and so difficult for you to do. Set small, measurable goals. And every time when you accomplish that, you're going to feel fantastic. You're going to feel good. You're going to know that you are back on track and you're actually moving in the right direction. But if you, for instance, was planning to put a deposit down on a house and you haven't been saving for the last 6 months, 7 months or last year, and you've totally been derailed, you know that you now have to look at your budget, you're going to have to go through that, you're going to have to reshuffle, and you're going to have to get yourself back on target. I don't know what plans you may have had, what goals you may have set, what dreams you may have set. You might have wanted to go on holiday at the end of this year, and you might not be able to accomplish that. Don't quit. Just say, you know what, I'm going to move that into next year because I haven't been able to accomplish that this year. Don't beat yourself up about it. But align yourself. It's important for you to align yourself in order to get back on track. The final word is, I've actually put yes. And the reason why I've put yes is because yes, you can. Yes, you can. You most definitely can do this. It's not, like I said, rocket science. You can get back on track, and you will get back on track. You just have to be determined. You just have to know what it is that you want, and you just have to go for it. All of the time, hi, thanks for joining. All of the times when you tell yourself no, I want you to tell yourself yes. When that thought comes and says, oh no, I can't do this, this is difficult, it's challenging, I want you to say yes. You know, I want you to continue to say yes until you see it happening. Because for me, I've known that it has been difficult and it has been challenging, but deep down within me, I'm saying, yes, I can do this. I've got what it takes. Everything is me saying, yes, this is important to me. Yes, I can make it. Yes, it's my dream. Yes, it's my vision. Yes, I'm going for it. So I said yes because I know, hi Spain. actually, I've got some Spanish students at the moment. So I said it's going to be quick because I wanted to just bring this to you because it is something that I have been, hi Barcelona, Barcelona in the house. I have, the key is getting a yes from anyone. Sorry, I didn't read the last bit. I basically know that in order to stay on track, get back on track, that these things have actually helped me. Even over the last week or so, it has actually helped me. And it's made me say, if I can do it, you can do it. And that's why I'm here and I'm sharing it with you, because not only do I want to encourage myself, I want to encourage you, because I know that you can do this. I know that it is important for you to align yourself just as much as it is important for me to align myself. And so I don't speak from a place of just saying you. I'm saying us. We can get back on track. We can definitely go back on track. So that is it for now. For those of you on Blog Talk Radio, I just want to say thanks for joining me. It has been one of those quick messages, and I hope that it has encouraged you, and I hope that you tune in next week to Pure Inspiration Talks. For those of you on Periscope, I am going to be taking questions in relation to what we was talking about. For those of you who want to talk offline, I will give you my email address, which is pureinspiration2014@gmail.com. That's pureinspiration2014@gmail.com. I'm signing out with Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me. Until next week. Bye for now.